Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Coffee and Cream with Rogers and Benning on Hail Varsity Radio.
Oh, look at this.
Shot him in.
Whoa, what a shot!
We want to tip our cap to Greg McDermott and the entire program here at Creighton for a phenomenal pink out game. And what a scene it's been here today.
Unbelievable.
And on their pink out day, the Blue Jays looking very good against the Big East top team.
Coach, I think this was a great scene today with this pink out. You started this here, and look at the way it was. I mean, I think it was an unbelievable day.
Yeah, I mean, we started at Northern Iowa in 2005, and it followed us to Iowa State. Then it's taken on a life of its own here in Omaha.
Hey, before we get to Creighton talk, I want to take a few moments to talk about Dingman's Collisions Center. Dingman's is your one-stop shop for all your car needs. Maybe your car didn't start this morning. Because it's 1 degree outside, at least that's when I checked my phone. Maybe it's warmed up now that the sun is out. But say your car didn't start. Where do you take your car? You take it over to Dingman's because they can fix it up for you. They've been in the business for over 25 years here in Omaha. They're family-owned, a family-run local business. They invest in the latest technology. They work on all makes and models from Fords to Teslas. Did your front bumper fall off, DB, when you pulled into your parking spot this morning?
I'm good so far.
I know
far.
Shane's didn't because he parks 3 feet back.
I use my T-square, so I feel like I'm in there.
And maybe Shane's bumper fell off because a car came by because he's too far sticking out of the spot. Who knows? If any of those things happen, where do you take your car?
If that was to happen, I feel I have a pretty good place I could take that to, which would be Dingman's.
That a boy. And why are you taking it to Dingman, Shane?
Because of Darcy.
Outside of that, why are you taking it to Dingman, Shane?
There's no other reason.
because
25 years, we do local. Right, it's family-owned and operated.
Guys, the answer is they've been voted first place best of Omaha for 18 years running. So do not ding yourself. Yep, let's hear those car, those tire squeals. No, not that, Shannon.
Deadpan straight face. He said, there's no other reason.
There's no other reason.
I'm on my way.
Which location you going to? One of the four, hopefully, in the metro.
Right
along
down
with
the street, 120th and Maple.
Standalone mechanical shop that DB just referenced there. Go to dingmans.com to learn more, or just hop in the car with Shane because he goes every day to see Darcy.
Coach Mack does that. His blazer was unbelievable.
How about just the jerseys, too, that they were wearing?
Oh, those were so
sweet. Those were filthy. Did they sell those for charity?
So I loved – I don't know if Coach Mack was rocking the Kyries, but they were like low-top pink. Those were pretty. Those were legit. But a lot of the other staff had on these white Air Maxes with the pink. Oh, I'm looking at my buddy because –
You're like, how do I get a pair of those?
Well, he texted early on Saturday. I did think, how could I get one of those? But I don't want to be, you know, believe me, I want to ask, but I didn't ask.
Right.
And I'd be willing to pay for it, right? I mean, it's cool. I just want access. But anyway, so my buddy, he didn't text until maybe it was in the 8th, closer to the 9. He's like, hey, you know, my daughter's not going. And he asked me a lot, and I probably should say yes more. But I, again, don't want to be that guy. But he's such a good dude. So I was Meet the Robinsons out with Zoe. I'm like.
You're like, it's 6:25.
Yeah, like I'm looking at Andrew on my television. You totally hoodwinked the kid to come fix your time machine. Do. You look just like that dude, by the way. And
outside of the manipulation.
So I took it down to kind of the wire because I wasn't sure because West Side had an early game, and it turns out I could have missed that game and not missed anything. Yeah.
That's how you feel.
I do. But it's not on that staff. It's on the guys. It's on West Side's guys. Until losing hurts as much as winning feels good, it doesn't matter what Coach Simons and those guys say. They don't play hard enough. But anyway, so – Eventually I said, yeah. And he's like, hey, you know, we'll meet at 10:45. I'm like, shoot, man, it's 11:12 tip. I hate crowds. Right? I don't like, we're pushing it. Listen, my guy somehow finagled. He parks in the garage, skipped like 68 people in the parking garage, went to the gate that I didn't even think was open. Most people are going to the first one.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to the second one. They wave him in, scans his little parking code, parks on the first level. An attendant, I drop that in air quotes, opens the door for us. No line, no nothing. We go under the tunnel. We come out 15 feet from the floor. The drinking area is 30 feet from us. He says, hey, do you want to grab a water before we sit down? And I was like, there's no one down here. How are you pulling? This is what I'm thinking in my head.
Like,
there's no one down here. How are you pulling this off?
You're almost like, is this Marilyn Monroe? Like, where are the tunnels going?
Dude, total rock star syndrome, right? And he's unassuming. And he's not saying anything. So it's not like he's beating his chest. We're in our seats at like 11:04 watching warm-ups. And he doesn't say a word like, yeah, this is just what I do. I saw all of about 7 people on the way in. It was the most extraordinary, unbelievable thing. I said, I've been with some guys mm-hmm. before that like to circumvent what everybody else is doing. Most notably one of my old bosses, and he's actually named the broadcast booth in Lincoln during football games. So he's that guy. I'm like, how does this happen? The guy that opened the door for you is like working. When did you send him the text? He's waiting at the door, peeking through the window to pull it open.
To open it up.
I'm like, I should have said yes more often.
You're a movie star.
But no, because I don't like, you know, it's just not my jam. I just don't like.
But your jam is getting through in 7 minutes
so
time,
efficient.
Seeing 7 people and watching 7 minutes of warm-ups.
I should have said yes the other 15 times. Yeah, I mean, super.
Well, now you're gonna say yes every time, and it's not going to.
No, so
it's not going to compete with this.
I made the mistake of showing Caleb, and he's like, "Oh man, I gotta get there." I was like, "He's asked you 30 times mm-hmm. if you want to go to a game, and you know, it's always something. I bet he'll go the next time."
Yeah, but now he knows the experience. Once you get an experience like that, you always want to go. I used to go to Blues games and sit in the club seats.
Yeah.
They were family tickets, dealership seats.
Yeah.
And so you knew that they were going to be good. But once you got there, you get a parking pass. You park in the garage, right?
You're like Mr. Efficient, too. So that fits your...
Oh, yeah. In and out.
How well are they playing right now, though? I mean, let's be honest.
Let's say not great.
No, not the Blues. The Jays.
Oh, I was going to say.
Second game in a row with all 5 guys in double figures.
Right.
I have a weird affinity for Coach Mack, right? I watched him in the first 3 minutes sit Kaluma down almost before the television timeout. I watched the whole dialogue. Watching him go back and forth, and he sat Art for a second. Like a mm-hmm. good, I don't know, it seemed like 5-6 minutes of actual game time.
Mason Miller was the one that came in
yeah,
for him.
And got him really good minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh shoot, man, this is I'm totally vibing with Mac's team. I'm watching his staff work close and talk together, and I just watch how they share the ball. And so, for whatever the reason, Xavier got away from getting Fremantle shots because you know he started 4 of his first 5. And I'm sitting next to my buddy's brother-in-law. He's part of this Albion Mafia crew, and I'm like, gosh, he's 3 or 4. He's 4 or 5. I said Fremantle's tough. He's a tough matchup. Then I'm just kind of watching this game progress. Everybody will talk about shooting 57% and 48% or whatever from 3. How about how they stymied such a good offensive team?
Mm-hmm.
Only
that
turning
was the biggest takeaway.
Drew down. They only turn Xavier over 9 times.
They don't foul.
Oh, I said that for
they don't.
Hey,
foul.
Give me some on that. I always said it has to be intentional how he coaches those guys. I've said this for years. They play defense without fouling, and Xavier just couldn't.
You don't give any freebies.
Was that the same Sule Boom that
no.
we saw take over the last 4 minutes in Cincinnati?
He had his first bucket with like 7 minutes to go in the first
half.
Not
non-existent.
And then what did he end with?
He was 0-for. I don't think Sule Boom scored.
I think he had one bucket. I think he had one jumper.
Oh, yeah, he's 1-of-5. In 36 minutes.
So he had 2 points?
Yeah.
2 points is what they held him to. He averages, what, 16 on the year, something like that?
They're clicking right now. I'm all in on the John Fanta buy stock now because you got it cheap.
How about that?
I know.
Just a week ago,
I know.
John Fanta hops on and probably gives one of the bigger hot takes we've had in a while on this show. And now a week later, it doesn't even feel like a hot take.
Yeah.
At all.
And best wishes figuring out the conference. You got a 1-4?
Well, I'll tell you what. Teams are 9-2, and then Creighton is 7-3.
I got to show you Matt DeMarinis' tweet. It was unbelievable. And he's so good. You know, he's like that crack statistician guy. Did you see the and I immediately thought of your poll that I almost laughed you off your own show for when you're talking about Kalkbrenner's value because you put him tops in the country and we're only in like week three of college basketball.
It was very early. That's a hot take.
I'm like, it's a little premature, right? Absolutely not. Go look at Matt DeMarinis' Twitter account.
Right now?
Yeah, and look at the shooting percentages the last 9 games since Kalkbrenner has come back. I think, and I'm going off the top of my melon here, as you can attest, I think guys like Baylor Shireman are shooting 75% from 2 and 40-some percent from 3. Just look at how everybody's numbers have changed. Go ahead.
Arthur Kaluma, 30.2% from 3, 56.6% inside 5 feet.
This is without Kalkbrenner, right?
Yeah, this is the first 12 games.
Okay.
Shireman, 37.8% from 3, 53.8% inside 5 feet. Nembhard, 27.5% from 3, 50% inside 5 feet. Trey Alexander, 39.5% from 3, 50% inside 5 feet. The last 9 games since Kalkbrenner returned. Again, this is Matt DeMarinis on Twitter, at MJ DeMarinis. Kaluma, 38.1% from 3, 59.2% inside 5 feet. That's a 3% upgrade. Shireman, 42.3% from 3. That's a 5% upgrade. 75% inside 5 feet. That's a lot of an upgrade. Nembhard, 40% from 3, 58.6% inside 5 feet. And Alexander, 42.5% from 3, 65.2% inside 5 feet. We'll continue all of this and more on Morning Dump. Stick around there. But that's it for Coffee and Cream. We'll see you tomorrow.
There's a little bit more juice in the building.